Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, mom.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
May he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. Knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah mubarak, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to the believers in salam, peace to you all. Welcome to another night, a point of impact, y'all, that's right, point of impact, the hottest underground, mind you, I said, underground podcast that's vibing right now in the day, that's right, dealing with the critical issues of criminal justice and, you know, striving to bring about rectification, y'all, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's so much going on in the lives of black people and the people underprivileged in this world today. You know, there's so much internal strife going on in our lives that, man, we really be needing to be praying, you know. So here we are tonight, y'all, and I welcome everybody to be joining us as we are here September the 10th, Sunday night, Point of Impact. This is where we at every Sunday night at 7 p.m., you know what I'm saying? So, thank you for joining us. If, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, my name, your host, is Derek Lamont Hansford. But I'm well known by Mubdi Mujahid or Minhaj. But most of the people know me by Malai, okay? So you can give me a call anytime, DM me. And then, of course, I have my co-host, Mother Queen Krista Ellison, who will not be joining us tonight. She couldn't join us tonight, but then we have, of course, the brother to the people who will be with us, my main man, you know what I'm saying, Hassan, what's going on, brother?
You know what it is, I'm here, brother, and we're going to do it up, right? So let's get into it. Can you hear me?
Peace, are we there?
Peace, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I got dropped somehow. That's, I apologize for the technical difficulties. I got dropped. Here we are, y'all, and we have a wonderful guest joining us by the name of Auntie Advocate. That's what she promotes herself and her brand. But this young lady, Latanya Snow, will be joining us this evening. We hope to have her join us. She's running a little late. She says she'll be joining us a little late. So let's give her some, you know, some grace. I hope that she has the opportunity, inshallah, be at the will of Allah, to join us today. I have to tell you all, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm emotionally drained. But I'm here. I'm emotionally drained and I'm here. You know, we have so much going on in our community. The last week has been nothing but shootings and death of youth. Matter of fact, in the last week of since the Labor Day weekend, everyone that has been shooting victims after shooting victims, and a number of them have been people who are all under the ages of 30. All under the ages of 30. All the way down to a three-year-old that was shot in Portsmouth, Virginia. So, you know, we have a 10-year-old that was shot, a 14-year-old that was shot. It's just continuously a snowball effect of out-of-control, total destruction of our own people and our own community with these guns. So, you know, it's devastating. Mm-hmm. What's going on with you, Hassan?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing out here, brother. I was just, you know, I've been there with the Archangel Program and FOE and Prisoners' Rights Clinic. We joined forces to do an after-school program for the children in Jackson Ward, which is Gilpin Court, which is one of the largest housing developments on the East Coast. It's over 900 units out there. And out there, you know, the children are faced with a lot of trauma. A lot of trauma. They see a lot of death. I believe there was like, it's been like 15 overdoses out there with fentanyl.
Wow.
Recently,
wow.
It's been over 12 deaths already, I believe. It's a lot going on out there, and the children need help because a lot of them are crying out for that, but they can't get it from the community that surrounds them. So we've been just there doing what we can to make sure that they have a safe haven, somewhere safe that they can go when they get out of school. Many of them, their parents aren't there when they get home from school, so they need somewhere to go where they can feel safe, man. And it's tough. And so I think I echo that sentiment with you, brother, that there's a lot of death going on out in our communities, and that is just a reflection of what's going on the inside. And obviously that, you know, when we talk about that jihad, we're talking about the greater and the lesser jihad, and that greater jihad is that one which takes place on the inside. And a lot of people are losing that war, and therefore it's become evident by what we see going on outside in our communities, man. And so it's something that we got to do to get that self-worth back, man, and to have people start to invest in themselves. I think many times it's a lack of self-love, and then that becomes demonstrated through the activities that we see in the community. And I think that it's necessary that we step up to the plate to really be advocates of that.
Yeah, I can agree. And, you know, it's a continuous, I keep telling people, man, you know, in my belief system as a Muslim, we believe that faith increases and decreases. And what I've had the experience to learn is that, you know, life itself increases and decreases. Life is never, you know, a straight ride of good and a straight ride of bad. You know what I'm saying? It fluctuates, you know, and even as you live in a good term of life, you'll run into some hardship. You know what I'm saying? But it's like you find that resilience to pull yourself up and do the right thing to get you through. And sadly, you know, we as a people, we use this word very lightly, but it's very, very intense in our community. We have become so desensitized. We are so desensitized that when we hear of a child being murdered today, nobody cares. That when we hear of a person overdosing on fentanyl, nobody cares. When we hear that there are a number of underprivileged people, you know, homeless, nobody cares. When we, you know, it's like, it's just, okay, it's like water running off a duck's feather. You know what I'm saying? And we just keep it moving, and we're not realizing the internal damage that is going on inside of us by, you know, us masking these feelings with, you know, this passive-aggressive type behavior towards addressing the issue. Now, when I say aggressiveness, I'm not saying that we need to be violent. I'm saying aggressiveness in the means of being perseverant and pushing towards striving to bring some betterment and change our circumstances. We're just so, and it breaks my heart, man, because once, you know, what people don't realize is that, you know, when you're out here trying to help people, man, like I'm going to share something that happened to me. I'm out here trying to help a brother. The brother is talking to me. The whole time that I'm talking about aiding him to give him what he needs, he's telling me how if he can't have it right now, he's going to have to go get the pack. He's going to have to go do this. And I'm like, bro, you just sitting here telling me right now that you're going to defeat the purpose of what you're out here asking me to do for you. Like, when are we going to, I mean, if I'm so desirable to go do the wrong, why can't I have the same desirable to go do the right? You understand? If I'm willing to go to any extent to go to prison, why wouldn't I be willing to go to any extent to build myself up to where I can have the kind of life I want?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? If it's so easy for me to just say, hey, man, you know, I'm going to go do this wrong, why can't it be so easy for me to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to go do this right? But yet, you telling me about being impatient about some people calling you for a program, but I'm going to tell you, and we all know the experience, how many of us came home from a bid, called your homeboy, like, hey, man, I need that package to get on. Okay, I got you. A day go by, 2 days go by. He still ain't hit you with the package. You still sitting there waiting. You still calling him, trying to get in contact with him to make it happen, right? You understand me? We all know this experience.
Yeah.
But yet when it comes to somebody trying to put you in a program to go to school, you ain't got time for that. When you call the people to get into a job interview, they tell you that you got to wait 2 weeks before they call you. You ain't got time for that. You see? But yet, you know, do you feel where I'm coming from, bro? This is the type of stuff.
Yeah.
This is, and you know I'm telling the truth. Jay Sean, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Hassan, you know what I'm talking about. You know? And this is a reality, man. This is a reality. You know, we sit here and we so desensitized, man, to what's happening to us that we don't even care no more. And then we make up a whole bunch of excuses of why we should go the wrong way. Why we should go the wrong way.
It's real, bro.
And I'm talking about this on all levels when it comes to us building our economics, us building our social environment, us building our family structure, like even families. Men and women, they don't want to fight for a marriage. They've been married. They get married. They've been married 6-7 months. They talking about a divorce already.
Right.
They talking about a year. A year go by. The brother and the sister want a divorce. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, instead of fighting for something that will bring value and that will bring benefit to your life, you want to relinquish that. You want to relinquish that institution and that structure that brings civilization, but you want to incorporate real quickly the uncivilized, the un the un uh, decline you in life, you want to increase in that. You want to jump right on board of that. You divorce your husband, you divorce your wife, and then go out and commit fornication.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
that's
so right, brother.
Yeah, bro. Look, hey, man, look, that's the reality that we all living in, right? Like, the actualization of death. And many times we always because we see ourselves as human beings having a spiritual experience, we only see death physically, but we don't understand the spiritual ramifications of a spiritual death, right? Of a death of love, the death of love, right? Of ourselves within our families, within our communities, there's a death there, and we become desensitized to that. You see,
it's easy for us to become
desensitized to death in every facet. Like, death
That's
in
right.
our communities is full-blown in a way in which that spiritual death that happens on the inside becomes manifested on the outside through our actions. And this is what we've been plagued with. We have to find a way to go into ourselves and say enough is enough, man. I'm tired
exactly.
of it. I'm going to fight against the death that's taking place inside of me. And a lot of people
right.
don't understand that different times when we going through those phases of feeling like, you know, we down and we tired and we, because we've been rumbling inside. This is the only way we can go out and help people, man, because we have to kill that death within us so that we can
that's
go
right.
out and spread life. So that we can go out and
that's
spread
right.
life. And so many people look at it. And they look at it in a way in which, you know, that ain't really nothing. Like, what they doing ain't really nothing, man. But what you doing
exactly.
is something. You out there spreading havoc. You out there doing everything under the sun that's no good for you, right? And you want to frown upon the people that's striving to do good. Like, you need to take another look at yourself. Right, that man in the mirror is a real thing. Like you need to wake up, take a look in the
Come
mirror,
on, bro.
And then really look deep into yourself. Like they say, the eyes are the window to the soul. So have you looked into your own eyes? And what do you see?
Exactly.
You feel me? Like, what's going on in your soul? And take
That's
and,
right.
you know take inventory of that, man. And then let's work on ourselves, because that's the only way we're gonna get out of this thing, man. You know.
That's right.
It's a conflict that cannot be told in words. It has to be done
That's
in
right.
action.
That's right. That's right. And you're so right, you know, you're so right, man. And I appreciate that insight, beloved, because, you know, people just don't understand, you know, this situation, you know, that we are going through is very severe, very tragic, man, and it's one of those type of things, man, where we really need to find our way and get back on pace, man, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I was explaining to someone earlier, man, that, you know, that when you're doing good, Satan has no need to pursue you. You know, he has no need to conjure up his army to attack you from the angles, because you're already out of bounds. You understand? And I'm gonna use this analogy. You ever, if you was an athlete, right? If you was an athlete and you was the top guard in the state, you was the top point guard in the state. Now, matter of fact, I'm gonna say shooting guard. You're the top shooting guard in the state. You're a football player. You're the top running back in the state. The coach of the opposition team that you're playing against, they will more than likely formulate how they're going to put obstacles in the way to stop your progress and stop you from shining, right? So he creates this defense that you know, when you drive into the hoop, they're fouling you. That when you're rolling off the pick, they double-teaming you. You know what I'm saying? So it's making everything that you do seem impossible to get done. Well, Satan works in the same manifold, man. He works in the same manifold. You know what I'm saying? And this is just outrageous, man. Hassan, take on the show real quick. I need to get our next caller online because she's calling in and she can't get through. Let me get her on online.
Most definitely. And I think that when we're talking about that aspect of it, just like Malai was just saying, you know, that top God or whatever it is that you do well, Shaitan has to formulate an army to be able to stop you, to put obstacles in your way, to set up pitfalls for you. And if you are already doing bad, doing wrong, spreading death and all those different things, oh, no, Shaitan ain't going to put no obstacles in your way. No, Satan is going to make sure that you're enabled to proceed to keep going. Matter of fact, make evil fanseeming to you. Make evil fanseeming to you. Right?
Okay, let me hang up another one. Deal with.
Oh, yeah, okay, here we go.
Hello? Latoya?
I'm here.
Okay, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you want to, everyone, I would love for you to meet. Here she's joined us. Thank you, Hassan. And I hope everybody was catching on to what Jay Sean was saying, man, because Shaitan is always hard at work, man. He's always hard at work. So, Sister Latoya, you want to introduce yourself to everyone?
Yes, hi. Thank you guys for having me. It's actually, my name is Latanya. My sister is Latoya.
Oh, Latanya.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we're twins. So it's Latanya and Latoya.
Yep. I apologize, Tanya. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But my nonprofit is called Auntie Advocate, and we provide resources for people throughout the state of Virginia that's been affected by gun violence and police brutality.
How long have you been doing this?
Serving the homeless since 2016, because that's when I started my cleaning company. But then for police brutality, it was 2021 when my nephew got killed. So we always serve. We have a cleaning company called Crystal Clean and Tea Clean. And so since we clean up, we just started to buy book bags for kids, do popsicles when it's hot outside. And my twin sister, Latoya, she has a son named Xavier. And so he would come down here and help me with my kids sometimes. But January 9th of 2021, he was killed by the Virginia State Police. And so it wasn't incorporated or nothing like that. We were just serving. But since he's gotten killed, we've made it a 501. That's not our purpose for the 501. We're just really kind of be out here serving more in honor of my nephew. So whenever I see kids outside or doing something for kids, we're outside. Even one of my volunteers today, he's from Manassas, from where we're from, and he's 18. He went to ODU. And so I was just like, oh, my goodness. I was talking to him today because when they tell me that they're not from here and, they're coming to school here, I just think about, the guy got killed at Norfolk State last weekend. And so they're here by themselves. And so they need an auntie. So I'm everybody's aunt. That's why I'm here, just to be an aunt to everybody.
Okay.
That's great. Well,
you want to share with everyone, so this is motivating you through the experience of your nephew, right? So what do you feel has been some of the kickback that you've been receiving from? Where's the great amount of kickback that you've been receiving when you was trying to push this motivation in the community? What's been giving you the great amount of kickback?
I'm gonna be honest, the community, and I don't want to offend anybody, but the community doesn't really work with each other. And then when I started, I wanted to do it more because we started seeing. Then don't get spooky on me, guys, but I'm a spiritual person. So I start seeing people's spirits when I start to protest or observe more. And so I was telling my sister, I was like, yo, this is crazy. I was like, because I never thought people could be so I don't know, evil, selfish, however you want to say
right.
it. Like, we really was outside protesting, and she would want to go up to people and tell them her whole story about Xavier. And I'm her sister, so I will talk to her and give her the time of day, but they don't want to hear it. Even
right.
certain people that she would go to and, you know, be like, you know, push for Xavier, they would have their own agendas. A lot of people I would see, they would ask us, oh, what news crew is coming out there? The news? So
right.
It's a community. Our community is in the way. We have too many peace, not enough Indians. So,
that's
and
right.
I noticed, too, that social media does play a negative role, positive and negative, because everybody wants to have followers on their platform. And it gets in the way. So we've had a lot of people that have come into our space and say, hey, I have it for the best interest, but they really just want to use our family and other families as the trauma trophies, I guess I want to say, and
okay.
use us the pain stories for their gain. And then so when you have so then the same people, I feel like the city officials sometimes, the same ones, because we come to them, you know, through the smaller guys, and they have a connection with them, and they don't, once you're frustrated, all they hear is pain. They don't really see what you're really talking about. So the community was the biggest. My first page before he got killed, it was like 17,000 followers. Mind you, I told you I started a cleaning company. So when I first got on Facebook and was telling them how bad we were hurting, people was really inboxing
right.
me saying, you shouldn't be cussing. You shouldn't be doing this. Huh? And I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, people are really, they judge you on how you hurt. but they judge you on
that's
how
right.
you hurt.
Wow. That's right.
So,
that's right.
I learned that. So my biggest is the community. It's the community, because you have people who you really think that they would be out here doing the right thing, but they're not. And so I'm just trying to be a person. Like, and so even I told myself before this whole stuff, like, you got to stop cursing. You can't curse. You can't go out there and try to have a positive message with a negative mouth. That's not going to work.
Mm,
so
I just right.
saying F12, you know, like, just, you know, I stopped cursing and stuff and just try to get some in a different way. And I gained a lot of, I gained some bees. I got some honey, so some of them, and then again, I'm sure you got to give them some honey, but some of my older ones, they just be, I don't know. So I just
thought about
stepping my toes. I stay in my lane.
Yeah. Brother Hassan, you got anything you want to say to Sister Auntie Advocate?
First and foremost, you know, I just want to welcome you to the show and just say it is my pleasure to meet you because the work that you're doing, just being an advocate, right? Just being there, being that auntie for those
yeah.
who need it is most necessary, because just like what you said, you talked about the community being, you know, the most opposition that you face. You know, we always have that cliche of saying that, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. But also that same village can destroy the child. And
mm-hmm.
when you have a great idea and a great mission, a goal that you want to accomplish, that you want to share with the community, that becomes like your baby, right? That becomes like something that you started, that you have to nurture, and you have to put love and care and everything into it. And it does take that community, that village, to help raise that child, that idea that you brought to the forefront. But also, that village can destroy that idea. That village can destroy mm-hmm. that. That can destroy your desire and your ability to move forward and even do what you're doing. So I want to applaud you for staying the course, persevering, and holding fast to what's true to you. And that, in turn, has been a blessing for other people. So, you know, that's really the comment that I wanted to make. And not really having a question for you, but more so a conversation about how we can do more to assist and help you in your plight and what you're striving to accomplish.
Well, I just, I literally just got my right side last week on Monday. So I have a felony, but I have my right to my fucking vote. So my biggest thing now is informing people about voting. Because, like I said, I'm in school for human services. So I'm trying to, like, study Norfolk and study the people and study the culture of people, because it's almost like Norfolk has this poverty mindset, and we don't help each other out here because everybody's like, well, I got to get mine. I got to get mine. I need mine. And really, if we were to help each other more, we could understand. We could all have what we need if we would stop being selfish. So that's why anybody who has, like, an event, I have kids, so I have a pass to go to anybody's event because I got kids. And so I can pop up to wherever, because Kamani and Kyrie is going to come. I'm trying to inform people of who is running for office. That's a hard job within itself. There's so many people there. I'm not trying to persuade them who to vote for. I'm just trying to educate people of what to do and where to go.
Right.
Like, even when I call him Mr. NAACP. He already knows it. And because he was already, you know, when they had me, NAACP, I know to go to his page and I know where to find my information. I just need to have people who don't think, because we ain't trying to do nothing. Like, for real, I'm trying to do something major, but I'm not trying to do nothing, step on nobody's feet where they're like, oh, my God, how am I trying to say this? Like, she's in the way, because, like, they're not getting paid. So I'm like, if y'all ain't getting paid, what's the problem with your place information? Y'all are weird. They're weird. So I guess my biggest thing is, like, I need all the information I can get, even if it's, like, just send it to my email. I like to read. So I don't mind reading it and then sharing it on my page. That's how people, because you can tell them something, but the social media can work for us and against us, depending on how you use it. Because I tell people, we use our platform of social media to inform everybody. We all got a platform. When my car got flooded the other day ago, and the views on the car flooding was, like, my goodness, 8,000 views plus on the video. The video was shared, like, 16, 20 times. For the flooding, right? Okay, sorry. If I put something positive up there, which I did because I was like, any donations for serving, you know they ain't share that. They don't share it. So I'm trying to think of a strategy of how to reach people. They share all the bad stuff, but as far as the positive stuff, we got to figure out a different way how to make them be more informed of sharing it. Teams with a Purpose, we're having a meeting with them again. I'm going to make a flyer out tomorrow just for the follow-up behind what we did on this past Wednesday. I'm about to move. I'm moving from the area. So I would need somebody else down here who is, like, you know, going to help our young people out to say, hey, guys, we're going to still come around. I just need somebody else like me.
Well, I got a question though. Who is Mr. NAACP? Who are you talking about? I know you ain't talking about me, girl. You know,
Mr. NAACP. Hey, look, even my phone is saying NAACP. That's what it says in my phone. Even like, I'll put the real name up there, Mr. Hanford, whatever. Mr. NAACP. That's your name. That's your name. That's his name, you guys.
Hey, listen. This young lady, though, she is very, very small, but she packs a big punch. She packs a big punch. She's one of the real movers and shakers that are causing people in the community to open their eyes. And I really do salute you, Sister Snow. I salute you very much, LaTanya Snow. You're a wonderful person. I appreciate all the work that you do with our kids. You know what I'm saying? Because you're always at the kids. And then you definitely speak to the elder community in a tone that says, hey, you know, we got to step up and we got to stop making excuses. And I thank you for it. I thank you for, you know, I don't know what excuses they coming up with. But sad thing of it is that as we were just talking about, you know, how people allow their lives, you know, they're so desensitized right now to everything going on. that it's like water running off the, off like a water running off a duck's feathers, you know, like people are really not realizing it. And then as soon as it hits home, when it's their children, their niece, their cousin, their, you know, their nephew or something, then it's like, oh, you know, I need to be out here, you know, who's, yeah, I need you to come and help me, or I need y'all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, you got to be, life itself is, as we were just building on, it fluctuates. It's good and it's bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It never remains just good. It never remains just bad. So you have to be prepared. You have to, you know, prepare your heart, prepare your thinking for, you know, these days that you're going to be running into these struggles and these hardships. And, you know, it's a tough battle, but people like yourself being on the front lines helps make things better. And I just thank you for it. I'm so grateful we got you on the show. And we've been chasing you for a while. We've been chasing you for a while, but I'm gonna give you a pass.
Someone got into a little tizzy with me. I was on the phone till like 1 a.m. talking about accountability with somebody, and I was like, that's the problem. I was like, people don't want me to use that. And she was so mad I was using the word accountability, and I was like, what other word do you want me to use? I was like, because so we were saying it, you know, from the biblical stance, she wanted me to give her a scripture about it. And I was like, even Christian or not, or any kind of religious faith that we practice, we're supposed to be stewards of whatever we're doing. And so I think people, if we don't hold each other accountable, that's when they're like, how you going to hold me accountable? I'm not. That's what it says in the Bible as far as taking care of each other. They have the scripture where it says, I was in jail, you didn't come see me. I was hungry, you didn't feed me. Who do they think that he's talking about, right? And so I think when you tell them like that, people, first of all, like, you read the Bible? Yes. And I'm like, I don't read the Bible, it's reading the Bible. I read it to get an understanding of it so I can talk to somebody about what I see. I don't know. People just, they just on some other, you got to talk to someone a language and they love it. And I know, so he asked, well, can you help me with my delivery? I've been telling people that all day. So however you pray for my delivery. Like, it'll come out soft sometimes. But once it's turned on, I can't turn it off. And you know how I get. I can't turn it off. Like, you guys see what I see. You know the people out here hungry. You know what I mean? Like, you know you go to the grocery store, pick up another canned good. It's common sense. But that's how I like to say it. But people don't like to hear it like that. But like, you know, that's how we gotta give it to them. So I'm here. Whatever you guys are doing, you know, just text me. I'm moving to closer by D.C. area, but we just going to be 2 hours from Norfolk, 2.5.
Well, I don't care if you move. If you move to Alaska, you better have that December the 15th on your calendar and get your flight. If you move to Alaska,
I can come down and get your... And I can mingle.
Yeah.
Podcast. Yeah.
Yeah,
you threatening me?
That's right.
Podcast,
that's right.
I don't want everybody else to be threatened like this.
Yeah.
Have y'all been threatened like this? Or y'all been threatened?
No, they get it.
What you say?
Oh, wow.
They get it just like you do. I don't play no games. I'm coming to get y'all because y'all are the people that are not being recognized, and you know you people like yourself are the people that, you know, we seem to neglect. You know what I'm saying? And because we're not wearing big titles and we're not cashing in big checks, you know, our voice is not heard. You know, I was listening to a TikTok and one dude was up there, you know, shedding some real emotion about how, you know, people will take from a rapper with chains on his neck, but then you got the real guys right in front of you, and you won't even listen to them. You know what I'm saying? You won't even, you know, you got the real men that's going through the struggle right in front of you, you won't even listen to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, you know, something that annoys the heck out of me, and you hit it right on the point. I cannot stand with social networks. I put up some whack stuff about something that's happening to me. Everybody's sharing it. I got 200-something 300 views in an hour or whatever. And then I put up something positive, and it's like,
nobody. Crickets.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody.
Yeah, crickets. What do you say, crickets in this? That's all you hear is crickets chirping in the background. You know what I mean?
That table, that man with the chair. Oh my, everybody. They were all scared. We heard about the chair for days. So if you share something positive, they don't want to hear that. Like they don't want to come out. It makes, but you got to tell them. You have to, it's how we talk to them. So I have told myself to be consistent. I'm gonna be consistent. So if we have consistency, some of us, they'll eventually do it. That's the same way with a business.
Yeah.
You know, you start doing your business, you might not get a client
right away,
but you keep going, you keep doing it, they'll hear it eventually. They're going to ignore it for a little bit, but eventually they're going to hear it. Like, you're not wanting the person to get killed for them to hear it, but they're going to have
that's
to hear
right.
it one way or the other. So
they'll
that's
hear right.
it eventually. And, it's fine.
Yeah. And which is, I'm going to tell you, when you get the blasting on them, they're going to hear it.
They're gonna definitely hear it because then you know how I know people hear it too. I'll leave and I'll go somewhere and I'll check my page and be like, these files. Like, they might not have said nothing there, but they definitely heard it because they'll call, hey, I just want to do this for the advocate, or it'd be like the weirdest things coming and I'll say, they heard it. They might not have wanted to hear it, but you gotta be very consistent. That's all.
Well, you are consistent and you're breaking through. You're doing some real changes, and you know what I'm saying, and everything is working out, and you know, I think that overall we are making an impact, and we just got to hang in there, as you said, and keep working, you know, and that's where it's gonna go, you know. So right now, Hassan, you got anything you want to say?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just listening to a few of the things. You know me, I'm always thinking about words as pertains to how we convey what it is that we need to the people. And most specifically, like she talked about accountability, man, right? And the idea that we're not willing to hold ourselves accountable. Like we always able to point the finger at other people, right?
Yeah.
And really look at others and say, yeah, you know, you ain't do this or you ain't doing that or you did this or you did that. But what are you doing and what haven't you done? And and those are the things that, like, once again, we have to really look into the mirror, right? And start to be honest with ourselves, every last one of us, because what we do is we live lives. We live lives every day.
Yeah.
Like we get up every day and we just go out into the world like everything is hunky dory, when we know that, you know, that you have a neighbor right next door who ain't ate in about a bottle, you know, who ain't ate in the
That's
past
right.
day. And you're not willing to even do anything for that person, right?
Nope.
And but when you're down and out, you expect somebody to do that for you. And,
or even, you know,
they're
down and out, even they want them to call, you know?
Yeah, that's real, and that's what we talk about, accountability. Like, you know, that golden rule of doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, it has to be looked at in perspective, right? Because a lot of people don't have enough self-love within themselves to do good unto others. So they'll do bad on others because they don't have no problem with that coming back on them, because they don't have no love for themselves. So you know, we have to really change that narrative of doing good unto others as you would have them to do good unto you. And that's really how it should be for us to make any type of positive impact and to overcome the negative things that overwhelm us in our communities and in this society. We really have to start thinking about what it means to do good, you know, to ourselves first and foremost, and then for others on a greater level, you know.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, Hassan. That was right. That's so well said, brother. I deeply appreciate that pearl you just dropped down on it. you keep them pearls, brother. You always keep them pearls. You just be dropping. You know what I'm saying? But hey, but listen, anybody listening, if you would like to comment or give a positive comment or ask a positive question to Sister Auntie Advocate right now, my girl Latanya Snow, y'all better go ahead and hit that one. Hit the one so we can get you involved in this conversation. We ain't got long here now. We got about 15 minutes left. So y'all definitely hit that one. And if you got any positive comments or anything positive that you'd like to ask a question, please feel free to do so by just pressing one, and we'll bring you on it. But what is your next, aside from December the 15th, what else you got on the agenda, Sister Auntie Advocate?
Well, I'm going to put something today because next Sunday is going to be our last serving Sunday at MLK. So I'm asking people to bring, like, vegetables, anything hot to MLK this is the Sunday coming up for Pastor Bruce. And then in November, we're going to do some kind of turkey drive, like some kind of Friendsgiving. I know someone who does, like, plates. And so I'm not sure if I'm going to do it at a school, because it's going to be down here, so that's what I feel who's going to partner with. But just to do, like, a Friendsgiving in November, and in December I'm just going to partner with it's the radio station. They do the toys. They did it in the mall last year. And so just going to be a vendor with them to try to get more people to come out. I'm not sure what they're going to do with that because we don't have military stuff no more. So...
Right.
I'm not sure they're going to do the toys this year. But that's what we got coming up. And then, like, everything we're doing is going to be towards up that way. So, and starting in November in D.C., we'll start serving up there. I'll be making flyers and telling people because I don't have the resource. Well, I do have the resources. I know who they are yet. I got the resources all mixed away. But this week we can start serving up there. I just make it, when I say when we serve in two, I want other people to know they can come and serve. They don't have to, like, bring, they can serve and just use their hands. So people always say they got to bring something. You don't have to bring your good, positive love, like you said.
Oh, okay, we got a caller, y'all. All right, peace, who's calling?
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. Is this Sister Latoya?
Yes, I hope all is well.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
Oh, wow.
Hi, Hassan, Brother Hassan. All is well.
How are you?
I thank God. Yes, I thank God that I'm well. Yes.
Great.
Wonderful speaker. Your name is Latoya or Latanya?
It's Latanya. I have a twin sister named Latoya.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, she got my name. My name's Latoya. But every now and then, I get Latanya, and I said, I get Latanya, too.
I get Latoya.
And I said, okay.
Yeah, but yes. I'm used to them calling you that because of her. So if they say Latoya, I still sometimes answer because I'm like, you're probably talking about Latoya.
See, cool. I get the opposite for you. I get your name. get your name. Yes, said them call me Latoya. I said, okay. Wonderful speaker. You're doing wonderful things. I would say continue on. Ask God to lead, and you're just going to continue following with him.
Amen. That's all I can do. That's what I tell everybody. That's all you can do is move by faith, and sometimes you don't understand what's going on. I'm telling you guys, this week has been crazy. But every day, it's like, he wants me to work. And so I'm like, man, all right. It's because we live in our flesh, and we want to operate in the spirit, but that's not hard. Like, and so it's hard, but I'm telling you, I'm an honest person, so I can tell you. People tell you, when you tell someone you want them to help or understand where they're coming from, the community, if they're, like you said, their neighbor needs a sandwich. He don't want to hear nothing about come out and volunteer when he hungry. He'll ask for you to get a sandwich so he can understand where it's coming from. And then he's like, Dad, my neighbor will be looking out for me. You know what I'm saying? And then you might be one day you might need someone to help. He might be that person to help because you looked out for him. That's how I see things working. Like, people don't want to hear that much and they need stuff. So they don't want to hear that. I'm only speaking to that with me. Like, when I was homeless, I was like, yo, you trying to tell me I got two kids and I'm a woman and I'm in a women's shelter. You think I'm going to hear somebody say I'm praying for you? Nope. Just being honest, I need you to do what I need you to do for me. And then you can show me the love of God and then I'll be able to understand what you're talking about. They don't want to hear that.
Right.
So you got me to be honest when I hear the people. Yeah, that's what they want. They want the sandwich. They want the love. And then, like you said, we got to show them love. And then, like you said, too, some people don't even love themselves. So how are they going to love somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Mm, come on.
Right? Right, and I like you just said that, so it's like you're right. He's exactly right. And I gotta think about it like that before we get upset when they don't want to help us in the community because the community is hurting.
That's
so
right.
So
right.
We gotta go to the other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the community
that's
right
real.
Here where this heart of Norfolk is hurting. So I kind of venture out a little bit to bring the resources in here rather than asking them for it, and then I'm hoping that they can see what they like. Because I'm not a millionaire, like, by far. I'm hoping they can see, like, simply asking someone, you can get some socks or some extra toilet tissue or soap. And
right, right.
For yourself. Mm-hmm. You and your kids, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
you
right.
Help everybody else out, and you'll be okay. It's our mindset, guys. It's our mindset. We can't get a mindset. We can't get a mindset.
And I always try to remind people, you know, a lot of people think that because we're here on the podcast and we out there doing the work, that we not lifing. You know, that life struggles are not confronting us, but yet we're there. You know what I'm saying? People, if I can tell you all my financial struggles, trust me, half of y'all probably run up under a rock somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I'm going through what I'm going through, but that doesn't prevent me from doing some kind of act or gesture for somebody else. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To me, the greatest way of me receiving aid is by me aiding someone else.
Yes.
You know, Allah tells us in the Quran that, you know what I'm saying, when you give in charity, he returns it threefold. So when you do something for the sake of God, he rewards you threefold for that one deed that you did. You know, so I don't be tripping on, my situation and circumstances. Now I may go to the people I love and they may know, you know, my inner circle, my immediate family. Yeah, they know how I feel, but the people themselves, I mean, that's not what it's about. It's about just working hard to try to help each other, you know, in any way that we can, you know. Latanya Snow, you just met one of our family members, Miss Latoya, and she's always supporting us. She's a wonderful sister out there in New Jersey, you know, doing. She real humble, but she out there doing work with. She works with people who are in need and things like that. And she's a wonderful person of our family, a Point of Impact family. I'm hoping that she get herself together for December the 15th and get out here. Cause
I'd love to.
I'm hoping she getting herself together. Brother Leon getting they self together to get on out here. See what I mean, Sister Latanya? Ain't nobody. I ain't giving nobody nowhere to hide. I want to see everybody here for December the 15th and supporting each other and making things happen, you know. And, you know, we have to come to an end tonight at 8 o'clock on time tonight. So before we go, and before we let Sister Snow Advocate, before we let her say her final words, I just want to ask everyone to please pray for our brother Miles. Brother Miles is a family member to us. He's a Point of Impact, very important family member. He's ill right now, and as I know, he's in the hospital. So I'm asking everyone to please send salutations of prayer up, and may Allah God heal him and guide him upon the straight path and bring cure and comfort to him. Ameen. All praises to God.
Ameen.
So let's all keep that brother Miles in prayer, y'all, because he's a beautiful – he's one of the elders that we have on the show. And he's profound, and I'm missing him tonight because normally he'd be shooting shots at us. We all have to get our bullets. When you're on the show with Latanya, when you get a chance to meet Miles, you're gonna have to have your bullet. Well, you're a woman. You ain't gonna need your guns on with him because he gonna butter you up, and you know what I'm saying. But us brothers, he be sitting on the rooftop like a SWAT team sniper trying to hit us as soon as we come through there. So. You know what I'm saying? We love
like
you.
Right, like
see what I mean? But we are praying for you, Brother Miles. If you're listening to this show, we love you, brother. You are a very important person to all of our lives. And we thank you so much for your wisdom and always your profound support, brother. We love you here at Point of Impact, and we're looking forward to you getting well real soon, brother. So, you know, let everybody keep that brother in prayer. Sister LaTanya Snow, you want to give some final words before we get out of here?
I do want to tell the community, anyone who's listening, like I told them last Sunday, we all have problems, as he said, but don't miss your ministry soaking up in your misery. We all can do some work. We can all do work. So this week, if you haven't done anything for anyone throughout the year, this week make it your goal and your intention is to do one thing for someone and don't post about it. Don't talk about it. Just do it and see how good it feels inside your body, inside your soul. And that will be the fire that you need to keep you going. Don't tell nobody about it. Just do it. And once you do it, you're going to think about it. And you're like, wow, I did something for somebody. And then it will keep you going for yourself. Be your own cheerleader. Because we can make a difference if we just keep going consistently. So that's it. And I'm always here if y'all need me. Social media, I'm Auntie Advocate. I'm everybody's aunt. I don't have $1 billion, but it is some power in the word. So I normally just ask for stuff and people just say, hey, here you go. So just keep, you know, I want everybody to know that we can all work together if we try to work together to be a better person. That's it.
Thank you again. I'm going to thank you again, and you know that we love you here. We support you here. And when you go away, if you need any foot soldiers, you know you can call on me. You know you can call on me, and I'll set it in progress for you. You know what I'm saying? And Point of Impact, Freedom Over Everything, a community united focus, we are here for you, sisters. Hassan, you want to say some few words before we get out of here? Got a minute.
Yeah. You know, just real briefly, you know, I was striving to help a guy one day, and as I was striving to help him, he gave me this look like, you know, why you trying to help me, man? Don't you know I ain't brought nothing? I ain't worth nothing? You know, what you trying to help me for? And he had so much self-hatred in itself that I said I ain't want to do nothing but pour love into him because I knew that he was lacking that. And is at those times that you realize that the man who had no shoes cried until he saw the man who had no feet. So you don't drown in your circumstance because you've just been going through a bad situation. There's always someone in a worse predicament than you, man. And you just got to realize that. Know it and then keep on doing the work because it's healing when you help somebody else.
That's right. I'm gonna let it be said right there. Mother Queen Krista, we love you. She couldn't join us tonight. And Karen, we love you too. Join us, get back at us so that you can come on and be a guest. And like, hey man, we're here for you, Point of Impact. Everybody remember, take this time right now. Just stop what you're doing, man. Stop what you're doing and take this time to do something that will benefit you in this life and in the hereafter, and that will benefit your family, and something that will benefit what? Your locality, okay? Your community, all right? And everyone, please be safe. Mother, auntie, my lady, my the sister, our queen, we thank you for what you're doing out there. Auntie Advocate, y'all look up on Facebook, Instagram, check the sister out and support her, okay? We here for you all. Everyone, please be safe. Have a good night, everybody. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes,
see you later.
Guys. Good night.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I really do. I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again.
Uh-oh.
And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip, and thought I would a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick, can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. So I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve. But love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie and lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show the whole world that I love you. When I say I love you, I really do love you. Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show the whole world that I love you. When I say I love you, I really do love you.
It's been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.